Wednesday morning is Crime Watch, and with me, Senior Sergeant Steve Carden. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and thanks for having me on, Josh.
Now, a few weeks ago, had that fire out at Flowerdale started by a grinder. What's your message to people during these total fire ban days and these hotter days about using farm machinery?
I have noticed in general this year and last year that a lot of these grass fires and bush fires that we are having seem to be started accidentally through the use of machinery out in the paddock. So my message for people is to be aware of your responsibilities under the CFA Act about what you can and can't do, A, on total fire ban days, and B, on fire restriction period.
So
right through the fire restriction period, if you're using any of those implements outside, like a welder or a grinder, or even slashing machinery, that type of thing, you must be carrying your 9 litres of firefighting water. You must be carrying an implement to be able to... sorry, I've gone down the wrong track there, mate.
That's all right. Just pick up from wherever. I'll edit this.
Yeah. So you must be carrying either a knapsack with water in it, 9 litres, or a fire extinguisher of 9 litres. You also must be using it 3 metres away from combustible materials. That's just in the fire restriction period. So if you do spark something, you have the capacity to put it out. Total fire ban days, all those implements are out. All of those welding implements and grinders, all that type of thing, they are out unless you have a specific permit from the CFA. So what happens with these things is that if you think that it's going to be a little bit dangerous, don't do it. So the key messaging is if it's one of those hot days through the fire restriction period, find something else to do. Work in the shed. Total fire ban, clearly you can't use them because, Josh, as people just like you and I who make a silly decision, don't think it through, can potentially start a grass fire on their place. And then if it spreads and goes onto other people's property or into state-owned land, they can be up to some fairly scary type of offences. So we want to prevent that. We don't want to be prosecuting people for that. We want people to just take a little bit of care, have the appropriate fire suppression equipment when they're using these things on farms, and only carry out the activities if it's absolutely necessary and you have the relevant equipment or permits.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very important information there for people who may live out on the land a little bit. Senior Sergeant Steve Carden, thank you for your time for Crime Watch.
No worries. Thanks for having me.